Hello, my name is Blaine Marks, and you have the privilege of listening to Raider Radio on KKRN's Community Radio. Raider Radio is a school-based event where once a month, a group of students from the leadership class at BHS are going to tell you about the inner workings of Burney High School, such as clubs, school events, and important dates to remember for the community. We are really happy to be here and hope that it is going to be a great year for us at the show and for you listeners. Hopefully, we can make it fun and enjoyable for you guys this year. First up, we got Allison. She's going to be talking about the clubs that are happening at BHS. What you got for me, Allison?
Hi. Today I'm going to tell you about some of the clubs at Burney High School and what they have been doing and are going to participate in this month. The Interact Club is run by the Rotary, and they have done a halo project last Sunday with helping horses and pulling weeds for people. They also walked in the Intermountain Parade in MacArthur. The leadership class participated in the Fall Fling, where the Chamber of Commerce gets together and all the businesses in town get together and they have a dinner at the VFW Hall in Burney. The Leo's Club is going to have a fall festival at the casino, and Leo's is run by the Lions and funded by the Lions. S Club is the Seroptimus Club. This club is going to be running a hospice dinner. The club is community service oriented, and they support women. Back to Blaine.
Thank you very much for that great information, Allison. The first song we got to listen to today is called Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs.
Her day starts with a coffee, ends with a wine, takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. She dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. She falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN's Community Radio. Next, we got Taryn Dom, who's going to give us a sports report for BHS.
Thanks, Blaine. Hi, I'm Junior Taryn Dom, and I'm going to tell you about the Burney High Athletics. The Lady Raiders have had quite a successful season so far in their 2018 volleyball season. Volleyball girls were just recently crowned champions of the Bernie Volleyball Tournament. They are currently 15-6 with a great winning record. JV isn't doing as great with a losing record of 0-6. The Bernie football teams are having a rough season so far. The varsity boys are currently 0-5, and the junior varsity boys are 0-2. Varsity is playing the Chester Volcanoes this Friday, October 5th in Chester. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Taryn, for that thrilling report. Next we have up is Principal's Choice Song. It's You're Somebody Else by Flora Cash.
I saw the part of you that only when you're older you'll see too. You'll see too. I held the better cards, but every stroke of luck has gotta bleed through. It's gotta bleed through. You held the balance of the time that only blindly I could read you. But I could read you. It's like you told me, go forward slowly. It's not a race to the end. You look like yourself, but you're somebody else. Only it ain't on the surface. Well, you talk like yourself, no, I hear someone else. So now you're making me nervous. You were the better part of every bit of beating heart that I had, whatever I had. I finally sat alone, pitch black, flesh and bone. Couldn't believe that you were gone. Mm-hmm. Well, you look like yourself, but you're somebody else. Only it ain't on the surface. Mm-hmm. Well, you talk like yourself, I hear someone else, and now you're making me nervous. Mm-hmm. You look like yourself, just somebody else, only it ain't on the surface. Mm-hmm. You talk like yourself, so I hear someone else, and now you're making me nervous.
If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN. Next up, we have a BHS student, Cassandra Taylor. She's going to give us a homecoming report on how that went for Bernie High School.
Hi, everyone. It's Cassandra Taylor back for another segment of Raider Radio. Homecoming was the week of September 10th through the 14th. It was filled with many exciting activities and events. The week kicked off with some dress-up days for every day of the week. On Wednesday night was our traditional night rally. That night, the leadership class danced in front of the school and guests. The night ended with the traditional burning of the opposing team's letters and the Raider power chant. Fast forward to Friday, there was a Powderpuff volleyball game where the seniors won against the juniors. That night, the football game was against Aetna, And right before the varsity game, there was the coronation of the homecoming attendants. The attendants this year were, for the freshman class, Maggie Martin and Luis Morales. For the sophomore class, Francie Ferguson and Travis Reed. For the junior class, Meadow Seafloth and Austin Skelly. And the candidates for king and queen were Cassandra Taylor, Albert Shekla, Alexis Blino, Noah Cassell, Gabby Banos, and Gerardo Villarreal. The winners were Albert Shekla and Alexis Bellino. During the halftime game of the football game, there was a float competition. Each class got together and they did a float for the theme music. The freshman's float was mariachi music. The sophomore class float was jazz. The junior class float was rock and roll, and the seniors was country. The winner was the sophomores with jazz. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Cassandra. The next song we got up for you is Going Through Hell by Rodney Atkins.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness, I've been down to my last match, filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there. Woo.
If you're just tuning in, this is Raider Radio on KKRN. Next up, we have Noah Bishop interviewing Albert Shekla and Everett Montoya Barrera for their senior project at Bernie High School. What you got for me, Noah?
Thank you, Blaine. Hi, my name is Noah Bishop, and I am a senior at Bernie Junior Senior High School. Today, I will be bringing you a segment on a co-senior project with Albert Shekla and Everett Montoya-Brera. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us, Noah.
So, tell me a little bit about your senior project.
So, this year, we are co-directing the fall play. And the fall play this year is going to be held in November.
Awesome. And what inspired you two to choose the fall play as your senior project?
Well, for me, this summer, I had the opportunity to go to CESA, the California State Summer School of the Arts. And just going there really inspired me to do something like this. And I will never forget that experience at all.
Wonderful. And who is your mentor for this project and why did you choose them?
Our mentor for this project is Melissa Madden. She is one of our teachers at the school, and the connections she has and her planning capabilities is just really useful for us throughout the whole project.
Tell us about what the fall play is about this year, and what is the name and the playwright?
The play is called Crazy Town, and it is by Jonathan Rand. And it is about, it's basically a low-tech evening of comedy designed to be performed by a cast of four, but expandable to over 70 actors. So we're going to take a tour through the most messed up town in America, from the police interrogation room where the nicest guy in town is issued a strange ultimatum, to the elementary school for a heated political debate on critical issues like tater tots. And the motto in that town is, "Welcome to Crazy Town."
Sounds thrilling. How many cast members do you have for this play?
We have a good amount. We're around 15 at the moment. We could have more volunteering, though.
All right, and what is the intended audience for the fall play?
All ages, basically.
Okay. What are some of the challenges you have faced already with this senior project?
The flexibility for the members of the cast is very hard due to sports, homework, overall extracurricular activities.
All right, and for our final question, when and where will the fall play be held?
The fall play will be held at the Liz Polly Center on November 13th and the 14th.
All right, thank you, Albert and Everett. For more information about the fall play, contact Bernie High School at 530-335-4576. Back to you, Blaine.
Thank you very much, Noah. Next up, we have Everett Montoya-Brera, who's going to talk about something very special we have here at KKRN. What you got for me, Everett?
You're listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio. The Raider Radio team wants to take a minute to remind you that this is our KKRN Fall Pledge Drive, one of 2 weeks during the year where KKRN volunteers spend the days raising funds for KKRN. We are a local non-commercial educational community radio station that has been on the air for over 7 years. Tonight, Raider Radio is beginning our fifth year of broadcasting news about Bernie High and on KKRN. We want to reach out to our Bernie community to ask you to help Raider Radio and KKRN by pledging your support. Without people who listen to KKRN and Raider Radio deciding to make donations, we literally would not be here. For 4 years, our Raider Radio students have had the opportunity to learn how to produce and air a monthly show. It has benefited us and our school, so we hope you, our friends and family in Bernie, will step up to give a donation on behalf of Raider Radio. Following tonight's show would be a great time to go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the donate button, or send a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. Whatever amount fits your budget is a perfect amount, because even a small donation of $5 or $10 is really great for KKRN. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN, and please consider becoming a listener supporter.
Thank you very much, Everett. And once again, thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN. Hopefully you'll tune in the first Wednesday of each and every month to hear Raider Radio. Coming up next on KKRN is American Roots. Until our next show, you can tune in at 7:30 to hear Talk Nation. Next, we have an outro song, One Number Away by Luke Combs.
I are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just want to hear your voice. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lid? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station, replacing our favorite song? Maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to outrun the storm. My head in a mess, girl, I confess.